everybody. Have you ever heard of this saying, blood runs thicker than water? It's a saying that's been around for hundreds of years, and what it means is that family relationships are closer knit than friend or acquaintance relationships. For example, let's say you have a son or a daughter on a youth sports team, volleyball, softball, basketball, baseball, soccer, whatever. And you get to know the parents of the other kids in the team somewhat well over the 2 or 3 months that you're together on the same team, but you wouldn't really invite them to your son or daughter's wedding, would you? Even though you do invite all of your family members to your son or daughter's wedding in most cases. That's because blood runs thicker than water. The bond of family is deeper than the bond of acquaintance. God has great news for us today in his relationship with us. He does not want to just be our friend or our acquaintance. We don't pray to God, our heavenly friend. We pray to God, our heavenly Father. And that is because God has brought us into a tight, strong family relationship with himself. Listen to this great verse from Galatians chapter 3 that explains one way how we get into such a close-knit family relationship with God. Here's the verse. In fact, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Indeed, as many of you as were baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. This is a verse that talks about baptism. One way that God has brought us into his heavenly family. Notice that right there at the beginning of the verse is the word all. It's in an important position in the sentence. It comes right away, and all means all in the Bible. All people. Doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. It doesn't matter what country you come from or what century you live in. It doesn't matter if you got good grades in school or not such good grades in school. It doesn't matter if you have a lot of money or no money at all. All of you who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been clothed with Christ. And that means you are a son of God, a child in God's heavenly family, someone who is an heir of all that belongs to him. And wow, when you think about all that belongs to God, and then connect that thought to the fact that you are now an heir of all that belongs to God because he wanted to give you that close, special family relationship through baptism. What a gift. Martin Luther had this to say about baptism. I think it's such a great quote. He said, "Baptism is so full of comfort, heaven and earth can hardly comprehend it. No greater jewel can adorn our body or soul than baptism." Have you thought about that lately? That there is no greater jewel you could have than just the fact that you were baptized? And God called you on that day someone who is in his very own heavenly family? Baptism is not the arrow up where we climb up to God. It's the arrow down where he reaches down to us with his love and grace and forgiveness. You could think about it in these terms. When an adoption happens, the parents are the ones who fill out a lot of paperwork, who often pay a lot of money, and who wait months and often years for the right to adopt a child. The child doesn't fill out any paperwork or pay any money or go through the process to pick out their parents. The parents pick the child. God has picked you in baptism to wear his own Christ clothes of perfection. You will always wear them. Enjoy the comfort that it brings. It is your greatest jewel.